Happy Hanukkah, everybody. We left off with, we had discussed some of the technical issues in these halachos of when you have to search, when you don't have to search. We had sort of hazard and a little the question and deepened a little the sort of more fundamental question of why it's only a problem if you return, which is either Shemi Yavalachlo, very simple, or within Rashi, a little more complex. And I just want to leave off with the whole question of why it makes a difference within 30 days and not 30 days, which is, okay, at first, not an interesting question. What's the difference? Let's be very, very clear on what the difference is between within 30 days and after 30 days. There might or might not, remember we had three shittas about beforehand, right? So according to one of the three shittas, it makes a difference between 30 days or after 30 days. Opinion of the Ran, and based on the Rishalmi and the Ritva and Maram Chalava. But one thing is very, very clear. Let's forget about Kodem, right? Is that what about if your Lo Yachzor Ad Achar HaPesach, you're not coming until after Pesach? I think in that case, it is clear that there's no ambiguity, there's no room for machlokas about this. It's clear there's a difference between when you left, right? If you left Toch Lamed Chayov Levayer, if you left Kodem Shloshim Eino Chayov Levayer, right? This is just the Pashut case in the Gemara. The question is why? Why does 30 days make a difference? Now, on the one hand, why does 30 days make a difference? Is a silly question. The Gemara says why 30 days makes a difference. Hani Shloshim Yom Maya Vitayhu. Kidatanya Sholom Adorshim Pesach on Pesach Shloshim Yom. We learned from Sukkim that there's a din of Sholom Adorshim. Okay, we'll get to exactly what Sholom Adorshim means. It definitely means something. It definitely means at least Sholom. Kodon Pesach Shloshim Yom. So the Gemara says why it makes a difference. And it even finds a marker in the Torah. So I don't mean to ask that question. Question is, what's the lundish nature of that difference? What actually, something changed within 30 days? We learned that from Sholom Adorshin. What actually changes within 30 days? So Rashi says here, Dibur Hamaschil, give me a second. Kodim Shloshi Yom, Lepesah, Lekama Farsh, Kenegat Shasholom, Hilfuz Apesah, Kodim Pesah, Shloshi Yom, Umei Az Chalalav, Zohir, Betzorchei Pesach. From then he has to be Nizhar in Tzorchei Pesach. Okay, so the idea is Zahiras B'Tzorchei Pesach. If you look at the Rashi a little later, Dibur Maskel, Kodem Shloshim, the last Rashi says, Lo Chala Chovas Bira Lav. Okay, Lo Chala Chovas, if you then wanted to make the very Pashut Diyuk, right? That's a very mochrach deal. The question is, these sound like a little different. Like, what happens within 30 days? Are you just chayiv to be nizer in the tzrachim of Pesach, or do you have chovas beer? What I mean to ask is the following question. There are two ways to understand what happens within 30 days. One shita is that within 30 days, you have to anticipate what will happen later and get yourself out of trouble, right? Because what's going to happen here? You're going to get to Pesach time. When you get to Pesach time, you're going to be on a boat or in the desert. Remember, you're not going to take your cell phone and call home and ask someone to take care of things. And you're going to violate the L'chor Yil Dubitl. Let's assume you do Dubitl. Let's forget about Rashi now, right? Remember, when Marshall, even Rashi admitted, even though we couldn't really make sense of that. You're going to Dubitl, but you're going to violate the Issur Rabbanan at the very least. You're going to violate the Issur Rabbanan of B'dikas Chametz because you won't be doing B'dikas Chametz. So therefore, you're going to get into a situation where you will have a halachic problem due to circumstances beyond your control, onus rechon patrim. Question is, can you get into a situation? Can you put yourself in a situation of onus rechon patrim or not? That's a fascinating question. Are you allowed to put yourself in a situation where you will end up having to violate the halacha?
through no fault of your own. It's a little reminiscent of the discussion of the Rift of Balamor, specifically the Balamor in Sefer Shabbos, that going on a boat where you'll have to Mechal Shabbos for Pekuach Nefesh. It's not equivalent. There's a difference between Ones, meaning there's nothing you can do, and Pekuach Nefesh. Maybe Pekuach Nefesh is more mutter than Ones. Or maybe it's less mutter, Kumbase, etc. Okay, so one possibility is within 30 days, you have to be what they call Chacham Eina Verosho, in the Lashon of Sefer Koheles. You have to not put yourself in a bad situation. So it's a matter of planning in advance, right? That's sort of more hinted at of the Lashon of Chol of the Zohar B'Tzorchei Pesach. On the other hand, you can go further than that. In which case, what are we going to say? Hold on a second. But then, even before 30 days, even for a Shananami, you have to, Chazal goes there, you have to avoid putting yourself in a situation where you will have halachi problem, right? Because if you come back during Pesach, that's also a problem that's beyond your control. And yet, Chazal goes even before social news. So you have to say there's two different gedarim of planning in advance. Within 30 days, you have to plan in advance to avoid any halachic compromise, any bitul mitzvah. Before 30 days, you don't have to plan in advance. Chazal weren't mechayiv you to plan in advance to avoid any halachic problem, but you still have to plan in advance to avoid a very chomer halachic problem. You're avoiding the fact that you're going to mevatel the mitzvah say you're abundant of bedikas chametz. Aren't you going to mevatel the mitzvah say you're abundant of bedikas chametz when the time comes?
Who says
the
Kai?
What?
I mean, why are we starting with the Kai?
You don't like my you think it's obvious. Crazy. But okay, let's ask this following question. Here we're talking about Toch Lamed. Right? Toch Lamed Chayav Levayer. Right? One way is to say why. It's planning for the future. How's it planning for the future? Meaning, avoid an aveira al mitzvahs asay midrabanan de b'digas chametz.
You can taste it as a concept.
It's a concept? There's a mitzvah that you're among b'digas chametz?
No, but there's not aveira.
It's at least a bit less. Okay, so this has to make an assumption that this is what Yaakov's coaching. Who says that's chal on you in the first place, right? Who says that mitzvah is chal on you in the first place? Maybe the mitzvah shouldn't be chal on you in the first place. Specifically, Yaakov's going to say, if the reason for the mitzvah is like Tosa Shemiyavla Avlo, why should it be chal on you in the first place if it's so far away, right? Not so crazy. So this is based on, now, you could question the right assumption. What's the assumption? Okay. Have to assume that it would be chal on you b'shaito. You have to assume it would be chal, which is a chiddush. After all, you could say, if you're not home, it's not chal. So that might depend on, A, if the reason is, then maybe it shouldn't be chal. Even if the reason is Shemi Yavala Achlo, you could say there's a low plug, like the Rabbi David said and Dav Dalit, that Chazal goes there shouldn't be any Chametz of Yisrael in the world. So, okay, you can squeeze this assumption in if you want, but it's controversial. So, Leon.
Why can't you say you're planning for this year's Shemi
Yavala? What do you mean? You're not coming back until after Pesach. Right. So what's the other option? Yaakov is going to say, what's the more obvious option? The more obvious option is not that you're planning for the future. Is that you're already chayv in your chametz. The mitzvah of b'dikas chametz is chal on Purim. Right? On Purim, or after Purim, there's a whole deal in the Rishonim, Nachronim, which I can get into. There's 30 days, like 30 days, including the Pesach, or 30 days, not including Pesach. When does it start at Purim? Does it not start at Purim? Okay, that's not important for us now. Really, the mitzvah of Dikas Chametz is chal on, it was already chal on you You can't ask, does it apply, does it not apply? It was already chal. You were sitting at home, you're chavis already chal, so you're not planning for the future. No, it's a mitzvah now, because the mitzvahs, bedikas chametz, was chal, right, 30 days before Pesach. So we can ask ourselves the question, is it that the mitzvah was already chal? Or is that the mitzvah wasn't chal, but you're chayav to take to prepare in advance? Obviously, one side of this kakira, in terms of the Rashis, it's very hard to tell, because although I might say I would lean towards one side. At first, Rashi says chol lovli zar b'tzarchei Pesach. Chol lovli zar sounds like just preparation, but then later on, Rashi says kodem shloshim lo chol lachovas bir, implying that ach tov shloshim chol lachovas bir. But you have to say no. The first Rashi just meant in general this is a hiros. How does that zehiros express itself? The Rabbana took that zehiros and made it the chovas bir. So I think you have to take the second Rashi more dafka, right? So this would be a deal, not a very strong deal. From Rashi, Chala Alav Chovas Bir. Rashi doesn't say that. He says before 30, Lo Chala Alav. But that's. And why is this side of the Chakira much more attractive? This side of the Chakira is much more attractive to explain what's the difference before 30 and within 30. After all, even before 30 days, you have to worry about getting into a problem. So, what is the chiluk bein toch lamed lekodem lamed. I'm still gonna say that it's not so pashut, perhaps. But what's even between toch lamed and before lamed? Here it's very simple. What are you gonna say? You're gonna say toch lamed. There's Chovas Bir Farchala AFLP Shalo Yavo Lide Takala. It's not planning. Kodem Lamed is only Chayav Im Yavo Lide Takala. Right? What? That's the whole point. Before 30 days, only if you're going to have a Takala. When would you have a Takala? If you came home, you'll have a Takala. Shem Yavo Aflo Portables to be shown in, or something worse for Darashi. But the whole chap is that within 30 days, even if there's not going to be any problem whatsoever, nothing bad will happen. By the time Pesach comes, there's no shimmy double achlo. That kind of Deus Chavis doesn't apply to you, or if it does apply to you, you're an onus and it's not your problem. Or it doesn't apply to you. But here you'd have to say that no. That toch lamid, you have to avoid any halachic compromise. That's very chomer. And before 30 days, you only have to avoid a serious takala. That you just have to say there's a quantitative difference. Right? Could say quantitative difference. Before 30 days is clearly avoiding a takala. Before 30 days, you have to avoid a big takala. Within 30 days, you only even have to avoid a small takala. Or you could say, no, it's not a quantitative difference. It is a qualitative difference. And that seems to be more pashup shot. Before 30 days, you only have to avoid that color. If there'll be a problem later, you have to avoid it. Chacham ain't a barosha. Within 30 days, even if there's no problem later, because there's no problem to have chametz in your house when you're at sea. You'll do bittul. What's the problem? There's no shem yabal achol. There's no chashash of anything. Maybe. But the chovah was already chal, so whether it's a problem or not, you have to do the mitzvah. What could be a nafka mina of this chakir shvi?
Could we make the third side of the word amend the first side that being more similar to the beauty, or like your shom shim seems to be saying that it's not like a hard chiyu to start preparing for something that maybe will be over. But the beauty says more general that like it used the term shaychus, like it's not shaychus toras beer, because then you start talking. Because at that point in 30 days, you start talking about the stuff.
And therefore, meaning
it's not actually a hard chiyuv at all. Meaning it's a thing that.
But it is a chiyuv. The Gemara says. What do you mean it's not a hard chiyuv? The Gemara says you're chayav.
But not because of this avoiding the less. Not because of an avoiding Berabbanan thing, it's because
I think you're just saying, I think you're just saying the same thing before. It's why you have to avoid any halacha compromise. Because you're dealing with Hilchos Pesach.
So that wouldn't be a difference. But that doesn't make sense to be a difference between 30 and 31. In the first side of this talk here, there's no difference between day 30 versus 5 days before them. Whereas if you use the idea of like this Shabbos, because you start talking about the sugya of Pesach, then it makes sense why there's a difference between 30 and 35. Because if there's really a chiyuv to avoid potentially missing out on mitzvah say, there should really be no fundamental difference between 30. The second side makes sense.
Okay, I think you still are saying the same thing in different words. Maybe the question is like, what's the nature of why you have a bigger chiyuv to stronger chiyuv to plan for the future within 30 days? Is it stam? They made a takana that way, or maybe what he's saying is that since you're already shoulder with dorshin, therefore if you're already shoulder with dorshin, then it's all in front of you already. Then it's pshia to not take into account what will happen if you're already shoulder with dorshin. If you're not shoulder with dorshin, that's not pshia to not look at the future. It's like you can't say, oh, it hasn't happened yet. You're shalom adorshim. You're talking about it. As opposed to beforehand, we could say that hasn't happened yet. And they were only talking for a big takala. Okay, I'll move it. Now, what could be a nafkamina? Just give me an obvious nafkamina between these two studim. Between these two studim. As to whether it's a real chovas beer or just, you know, planning in advance to avoid a problem in the future, whether it's present or future. So nafkamina, it could be bracha, right? Do you make a bracha, right? So here we have three opinions in the Rishonim about the bracha, but what does the Ritva quote from the Ra'ah? And this is, by the way, all these are the opinions of a different Achronim, right? Chadash quotes this way. The Ra'ah and the Meiri in the second day and the Rabbeinu Manoach on the Rambam, all of whom are not on the sheet in the Pre-Chadash. So what would you say? This worked very well for the Ra'ah in the Ritva. Ritva. The shame Ra'ah. What does he say? He says, within 30 days you make the bracha. Before 30 days you don't make a bracha. Right? That makes perfect sense. Why would there be a difference between within 30 days and before 30 days in terms of the bracha? Because before 30 days, it's not a mitzvah beer. It's just planning for the future. Just chachamina barosha. Within 30 days, it's not just chachamina barosha, it's a mitzvah of beer. Then the Ra'ah would make perfect sense. However, if you said that they're both just planning for the future, just there's a more chamer level of planning for the future and a more kal level of planning for the future, then maybe you should say, like the Meiri in his main day, and this is a psak that Ramah, this is halachal ma'isa, what we do, says the Meiri, he says, either way, you don't make a bracha. Either way, you don't make a bracha. Why either way you don't make a bracha? Because it's not a real chovas beer. So it could be these two deos are arguing about. I made a mistake. This is not the ritual. This is the ritual. This is the ritual itself. This is the ritual himself. interestingly though, if you look, I didn't put this on the Makor sheet, maybe we'll get to it a little later in Dav Zion. The Gra wants to say, the Gra is not trying to deal with this sugya, but the Gra happens to give a different hesber for the Shita of the Meiri. The Gra doesn't know it's a Meiri, but Seder. The Gra gives a different Shita for the hesber of the Meiri and says, even if you, it seems like Machlokas written for the Meiri is Gufa this Hakira. However, says the Gra, it could be that this ties into a big Chakira Dav Zayin, that even the Meiri could work for the second side of the Chakira. Because there's a big machlokas. What is the Bracha of Al Bir Chametz on? On the one hand, we say the Bracha of Bir Chametz when we do Bidika. On the other hand, the words say beard, burning, right? So is it on the burning or the Bidika? Says the Gra, it's really on the burning, not the Bidika. So why do you make it the burning? Because it's the same day. It's just from nighttime to morning, you could say the bracha. So the Gra says, really, he doesn't say this. You could say b'dikas, a mitzvah even within 30 days. The reason you don't say the bracha is because what do you do with chametz you find if you're leaving house 20 days in advance? Do you burn it? If you're leaving home 20 days before Pesach, what do you do with the chametz you find? Logically.
Burn it.
Why? You burn it? No. You take it with you on the boat and you eat it. Why would you burn it? You have 20 days when you need food. Don't live nowadays. Right? Imagine the old days. You burn food in Erev Pesach because there's no other option. Right? Why would you burn good food? So you could say that.
Then you'd be
what? No, I don't understand. You can't.
If the assay really starts at 30 days, you're telling me no one's
allowed to eat chametz after birth?
If you go to this the nth degree,
but that is clearly taking it a little far.
What it means is that
there's a mitzvah d'rabbanan b'dika. It doesn't necessarily mean. I hear what you're saying. You could say go that way, but what I'm saying so far means it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan b'dika. If it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan b'dika, then you still have, you just have to think of it. It doesn't say you have to destroy it.
If you stay out here and you're really prone, then we're not going to have...
On one level, it's been said it's more rational than Gemara. Gemara says that Gemara.
Correct. Meaning maybe there's an answer. I'm claiming, you're right, the simple shot of the Gemara is it's a package deal, and we'll see that in the Rishash, etc. But you could explain the Meiri based on the Grah, who says, you can explain the meter based on the girl. The girl doesn't say this, but he says, there is a mitzvah p'tika, toch lamed, but there's no bracha because you're not going to burn it. Meaning, he said there's no bracha for a technical reason. Not because there's no mitzvah p'tika, but because you're not going to burn it. And why you're not going to burn it? That's just your practical decision. That you're not going to burn it because practically you have time to eat it. Okay, I admit that doesn't go to the Shasha Derek, etc. But that could be one after me to say a bracha or not. There's a third opinion. The third opinion was the Ra'ah, the Ritva quoted from his Rebbe. Say you make a bracha even before 30 days. If you make a bracha even before 30 days, that seems to imply that even before 30 days, this is really part of the mitzvah drabanan of Bedika, which is a chiddush. That even before 30 days, what you're doing has some status as part of the mitzvah d'rabbanan b'dika. What you have to say is that no, within the mitzvah, they took all of this to hear us and put it within the mitzvah d'rabbanan of b'dika. Okay, that is a radical shita. But there is a third shita out there, which would third shita of the Ra'ah, who says, Mevarech, even Kodem Lamed Yom, in which case you have to say this is all part of the mitzvah d'rabbanan b'dika, not like either side of this chakira. Okay, let us make another nafkamina. Who wants to give me another nafkamina of this chakira? Of whether within 30 days is really mitzvah spear or is just planning in advance? Maybe the question of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, De'ein b'yur chametz, Ella Bisrefa. If Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Bir Chametz Ella Bisrefa, and I know Tzvi is going to say this is a little different than that grah. I admit. If Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Bir Chametz Ella Bisrefa, what if you are burning your chametz because you're leaving within 30 days? Sorry. What if you are getting rid of your chametz you're leaving within 30 days? Not like I suggested in the name of the grah. Let's assume that, no, you're not going to take the chametz with you. Your mom's have to, your mom's destroying it. It's not chametz that Shai can take with you on a boat. So, do you have to burn it b'sreifa? Or can you burn it any way you want? Now, this depends on the chodesh Rashi and Tosos, we mentioned a couple of times about your base, is the Shita Dor Yehuda only after 6 hours, or even before 6 hours? Let's assume before 6 hours, like Rashi, right? So, what's the big chiddush in Rashi later on Daf Chav Zayin of a base? What's the big chiddush in Rashi? You have to burn it, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even, now, the Lashon's not 100% so clear, right? Here is a tremendous, although lopsided, machlokas achronim, how to read Rashi. Because Rashi says here, B'misha wrote a lotzeis b'shayara o b'soch shloshim, darminan zokot levayr. Now, you can't read Rashi the way it is. Yotzei b'shayara or b'sof shloshim zok levar. What do you mean, yotzei b'shayara or b'sof shloshim? That's not an or. It's like, the yotzei b'shayara,
But then you have to know when you're yotze. You can't take more of a zor shloshim. You either yotze zor shloshim or yotze before shloshim. So clearly, there's some girsa problem in this Rashi. The question is how to fix the girsa in this Rashi. So here, the Rishash quotes himself, quotes the Shagas Aryeh, and almost all the Achronim agree, says the Rishash should say, Yotzeb Shayara O Osebe, so Otzer Toch Lamed. What are you talking about, Toch Lamed? And the Shagas Aryeh says, Yotzeb Shayara Toch Lamed. Right? Almost everyone agrees the Pnei Yoshua here also assumes that way. Everyone but the Pnei Shlomo. The Pnei Shlomo, by the way, is the Baal Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, Shlomo Gottfried. Right? Any Hungarians here? No? Okay. So follow the place of the Pnei Shlomo. And you have to fix Rashi somehow. He says, no, what it means is the Dr. Lachzor or Tosh Shloshim. Dr. Lachzor may Pesach or Tosh Shloshim. It's also adding it to Rashi. But according to most Rishon, what does Rashi say? Tosh Shloshim Rechayiv and Sreifa. He adds the words Tosh Shloshim. He doesn't have to add the word Tosh Shloshim. Right? What does that mean? Tosh Shloshim Rechayiv and Sreifa before Tosh Shloshim Rechayiv and Sreifa. Why would that be? That clearly matching what Rashi assumes here, that here is Rashi Lefi the Achronim, who says, Tok Shloshim Chayav Lisrof. Within Shloshim, you have to do Sreifa, seemingly, but before Shloshim, not. Why? Because within Shloshim, it's Mamish, a mitzvah's beer. Before Shloshim, then it's not a mitzvah's beer, then it's just planning in advance. For planning in advance, you just have to make sure to avoid an Aveira. I don't care how you destroy it, you've avoided the Aveira. But if the mitzvah is already chal, then you have to do Sreifa. If we assume that Tosh Shloshim was also planning in advance, then you would have to say, not like Rashi, right? Who says you have to use Rashi, right? You would have to say that, no chi of Sreifa, even Tochlamet. Okay, you don't have to agree with Rashi there. Rashi, there's a big chiddush. So that would be another nefkmina. Would you apply Tosh Sreifa or not? Here, the Pnei Yoshua points out something very machodesh. If you look at the context of Rashi, first of all, there is a third sheet. What's the third sheet? Maybe I should have made another line for this. The third sheet is Rashi, according to the Pnei Shlomo, who's a bit of a Das Yachid, who says, even more than 30 days in advance, you have to burn your chametz. That seems to imply that mamish the mitzvahs be even more than 30 days in advance. Why? Because when whatever Chazal were attacking, they made part of the mitzvahs beer. So I guess maybe I should really have a third side of the shita, which I admit is a das yachid side, which is that bein kodem lamed, bein la'achar lamed is mitzvahs beer mamish.
I don't know how you read in Rotsa Lotse Bishayara or Bitoch Shloshim.
That's not so pusha to read in, is it?
Yeah, I mean, if you were forced to make two different cases and all you had to define those two cases were the words Yotze Bishayara and Tosh Shloshim, and you know the Gemara in that day, which is how it is. Yotze Bishayara must be in
Yeah, it's hard to tell. I don't know if any of them are smooth. I must admit, I really don't know if any of them are smooth. I'm not sure. Anyway, let me just make one point. What is the Pnei Yoshua point? He points out something very radical. If you look at the context of that Rashi, is the Kal Vachomer. Rabbi Yehuda tries to make a Kal Vachomer midoraisa. If Nosar needs Sreifa, then Chametz for sure needs Sreifa, because it's more Chum. And Chazah and the Chachamim, say back to him, no, you think there's a Chumr needs Sreifa, really cool it needs Sreifa, because then if you don't have wood, you won't be able to do the mitzvah at all. So this discussion is Midoraisa. And Rashi here says, Midoraisa, what case are they talking about? If you're within 30 days, says the Pnei Yoshua, valid deal. He says, it sounds from Rashi like this is Dindoraisa. Within 30 days is midoraisa achi of tach bisu, not just that kind of drabana. That's a big chiddush. Mehechitesh doraisa. He points out 30 days doraisa. We learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. So that the 130 yom midoraisa ninu.
Right, that is a big chiddush, says the Pnei Yoshua, the additional chiddush, says the Pnei Yoshua. Pnei Yoshua, Mduyak Mirashi, Dizedin, that this is a din d'oraisa. Not only is a chubas bir midrabbanan b'dikas chametz, which is what most people think, but it's even a din d'oraisa. That's why I've troubled the Pnei Shlomo. So if you're going to say it's even before 30 days, how can you say that's d'oraisa? There's no marker for before 30 days d'oraisa.
I see
what you're saying.
Okay.
I hear what you're saying. It makes it a little less smooth, in my humble opinion. But they definitely hear that it's Efsha.
You can make a whole bunch of other nafkaminas here as well. And here, a few of these things. For example, would you say you need all the rules of Adika if it's within 30 days? Here it gets a little tricky. Do you need Nair? Oh, 1 second. Yes.
Is it possible that this Rashi here, you can put it anyway, because it's clear, even based on Shita's Rebuda, if the guy we're talking about in this thing comes out, it's not Maharaj anyway. Meaning the fact that he was Yoshua Batu, and the fact that the Gemara is talking about someone being Yoshua Batu was a mistake.
No, it's not a mistake. Rashi's saying he's right. If he has no wood, he had to do what it's say. No, but that's only if you stick around till after Chatzos, and that's why Rashi says the guy's leaving on a boat, so he won't be around after Chatzos.
But anyway, you still say it's ideal to have it destroyed anyway. And if we think that the goal is to, what's the problem being Yoshua?
Okay, you're asking Akash on the Rashi there, which is, shouldn't he just do the next best thing somehow and
avoid? People are going to make mistakes, and therefore we can't make this topical.
Okay, interesting.
This is all a toast that therefore we shouldn't make a couple.
I hear your read of Rashi. What's the toss? You can't be dyke anything. That's a big finish that you spoke about. It's a mistake someone makes in the post halacha, but I hear your type. You're saying that in the context. Rashi doesn't say it. Rashi never says a guy's going
to
make a mistake. I know, maybe based on the halacha, not based on a mistake. You're assuming it's a mistake. It could be. I never thought of that before, but it could be. I'm open-minded, but it doesn't say that. Let's say that. I hear the time it could be Doha. Okay, let me just wind out. Maybe you could say, for example, does it need to be at night? Does it need to be with an air? So you might say, otherwise you won't do a good job. But you might say, again, if it's real mitzvah, then you should need it at night. You should need an air. It should be usher to eat, usher to learn or do anything until you do it. Or larkos at the beginning of the night, etc. If you're just planning in advance, then as long as you get your job accomplished, maybe it doesn't really make a difference. So maybe you could think of a lot of other nafkaminas. One nafkamina that is, okay, a little off the beaten path that I saw here in Rav Yoshev is, our minhag is to put out pieces of bread. So anyone know why our minhag is to put out pieces of bread? So the simple shot is the niglab shot. So it's not a bracha batala if we say beer chametz, but there's no chametz. So we need to put out pieces of bread. In which case, should you need to be to put out pieces of bread if you're leaving in advance? That should just depend on whether you say a bracha or not. It's a technical point, have to do whether you say a bracha, it's not its own opinion. However, he quotes here, and here I'm moving into Nistar a little, which maybe means that I shouldn't be. But he quotes here from the Ari, as we know, why 10 pieces of bread? To avoid a bracha, that's all, how many pieces of bread do you need, Fievel? What? Why 10? The answer is from the Ari, okay, we know there are 10 spheros, including the upper ones, et cetera, et cetera. From the Ari, 10 pieces, a lot of things are 10. 10, after all, what is really Yitzis Mitzrayim all about, as we know. If we know a little sod, tiny little sod, what do the Eser Makos do? They turn the Eser Mamaros into the Eser Sadimros, right? So it's all about the evolution of 10, so therefore also you need to take the 10, 10 pieces of bread and burn them and turn them into something else. Okay, there's a lot of good reasons why the part about the 10 is not even real Kabbalah. It's a first Fasemis. It's not a secret. Anyway, so he says, what about would this sod apply to put out 10 pieces of bread in the RE? Interesting question. So he says, maybe, so he has a few reasons, right? He says, well, if the reason, because the bracha latolish is there's a bracha. There's a chok Yaakov who says the reason is to get you to pay attention a lot. If so, then it's always a good idea. Or what if it's al pisod? It's an interesting question. So would it apply al pisod? L'chora, that would depend on whether it was a real key of bedika or not. If it was a real mitzvah bedika, then l'chora, we're talking about a real chalos bedika's chametz. You should need 10 pieces of bread. So maybe you could say, nafkamina could be, you know, hanachas asara betitim. You would say if it's just planning in advance, then at least lefi tam ha'ari, right? Then you would not need to do it because, what do you mean? You're just making sure that later on you don't get into a situation of halachic compromise. You're not doing anything now. But if you say you're really doing the mitzvah b'dika, then l'chora, you wouldn't need to put out 10 pieces of bread. So you're really doing the mitzvah b'dika. And it could also say, maybe, all the details of mitzvah b'dika, you know, ner, tchilas halayla, what other details do we have? That's all I can think of offhand. Just maybe. This is just a maybe. Maybe you would not need. Here, this is also not so posh. I mean, you might say, no, you need there either way. Otherwise, you're not going to find the chametz. You need to do it at the beginning of the night either way. Otherwise, you won't do it, etc. But you can easily understand that, no. If you feel that it's clean, that's good enough. If it's not a real bit of bigas chametz, a real bigas chametz, then you need kedas or kedin.
You also say that they're not going to be able to make a close. I mean, normally it goes by a dot. If you're leaving to a chametz, it should be already chametz.
No, because there, if the chazal say you have to, I don't know if it matters about lumpus. Chazal say you have to, or we should assume you did. Right?
I'm eating any step.
No, because I'll say you have to, then you have to, right? You say you have to. Okay, so, kitzer, yesh makom here. Yesh makom, what I'm saying is, yesh makom here, l'chalek, is what's the nature of this heightened chiyuv within 30 days? Is it just a heightened chiyuv to plan in advance and make sure you don't have a halachic compromise later? Or is it mamish, a mitzvah b'digas chametz b'rabbanan? Or, according to the Yeshua, even a mitzvah b'r chametz b'doraisa? And the nafkamina is, would it have all the accoutrements of the regular bigas chametz or not? Like bracha, like chiyuv sreifa for Rabbi Yehuda, like hanachas asar b'sisim, and maybe a few other details as well. Yesh malkum lachkor. The interesting part comes out in the end, though, is if you say you do have a chiyuv within 30 days, let's say you say you do have a chiyuv within 30, I mean, either way, you have a chiyuv within 30 days. That's clear, you have a chiyuv within 30 days. The other interesting question is, and this is also it, is what's the nature of the chiyuv? If it's planning for the future, you just have, look, will I have a problem in the future or not? Right? If it's a matter of a chiyuv now, you have to ask, what's the nature of that chiyuv now? Who is that chiyuv now? How on? Is it a chiyuv chefza or a chiyuv gavra? And of course, who am I referring to now? Which Rishon? The Rav Yah. What does the Rav Yah say? The Rav Yah says something wild. What's wild about this Rav Yah is not that he says it. Is that it's Taka Paskin in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says there's another day out there, which the Achronim argue what he meant by that other day. But the main day in the Ramah and the Achronim, Ruba Deruba Achronim was like the Rav Yah. What does Rav Yah say? Let's say I'm going out on a caravan or on a boat, and I'm going on a caravan or a boat, and I'm not leaving my house. I'm leaving a rental house. And I'm leaving a rental house of a guy. Do I have to do bedika in that house, or do I not have to do bedika in that house? So, again, obviously, if it's just a matter of planning for the future, avoiding avera, is there going to be any avera that there'll be chametz in the house of a guy that doesn't blow it out? Clearly, I'm after it, right? I don't want my chametz that I leave in the house of the guy after I move out. Clearly, there's no problem that's going to happen. 23 weeks from now, the guy will have chametz in his house. You know what? The guy will have chametz in his house anyway, regardless of what I do. Yet, says the Rav Yah, tremendous kiddush. I have to bedik on the house of the guy before I leave. If I'm going to the farish, liyam b'yotzim shayara. However, if I'm moving apartments, then I don't have. Only I'm going to the yam b'shayara. If I'm moving apartments, I don't have to do bedika. Why? Because if I'm moving apartments, then
If I'm moving apartments, sorry. Then it's, then I'll do bodega in my new apartment. But if I'm going on a caravan and I won't have any place to bodega on, then I have to do bodega before I leave. What is the Rav Yossi saying? The Rav Yossi is saying, oh, let me stick in another color here. What about the case of Yotze mi beso shel goy to klamet? So if the matter pertains to the future, then pashut she'ein no chayiv. Obviously, I have no chayiv. Well, what do I have to worry that a goy is going to have goyish coming to the goyish house and be goyish 3 weeks from now? That's fine. Goyim are supposed to have chametz on Pesach. That's what makes them goyim. But if you say no, it's that chayiv is really chal, then even so, this Rav Yehuda is a chiddush. What would I have said? It depends on what's the nature of that chayiv. If the chayiv is already chal, what might I have said? So here, let's think about this for a moment. He says it depends where I'm going. Theoretically, you could have been more machber than Rav Yehuda. No one is, right? No one is. You could have said, either way, I'm chayiv, because the chayiv d'ego is already chal. No one goes that far, right? You could have said, what could you have said? You could have said, chetza on my house now, and then I'm chayiv regardless, if I leave the house with goy, I have to search before I leave. No one says that. That doesn't even belong on the board. What does the Rav Yah say? Says the Rav Yah, nope. There's a chiyuv gavra to do a maaseh bedika. Within 30 days, it's chal a chiyuv gavra to do maaseh bedika. It's not a chiyuv on the chefza that I have to take care of my house. It's a chiyuv gavra to do maaseh bedika. And therefore, if I'm going to a new house to do a maaseh bedika there, I don't have to worry about it. But if I'm not going to a new house, then I have to worry about doing a ma'aseh b'dika. That's the chiddush of the Rav Yah, is that there's a chiyuv gavra to do a ma'aseh b'dika. This is a tremendous chiyuv of the Rav Yah, chiyuv gavra. We would have thought the point of the b'dikas chametz is something to do with the chefza. Get rid of my chametz, clean my house, etc. Is to achieve there being no chametz in my house. And then, what if I'm giving the house back to a guy? Either say I'm chayev or I'm putter. Don't say it depends where I'm going. Says Rav Yah, he adds an additional chayev, that there's a chayev gavra to do a ma'aseh b'dika. If I'm going someplace else, I can do a ma'aseh b'dika, that's good enough. But if I'm not going someplace else, then I have to do the ma'aseh b'dika here. But before, if I leave 31 days before Pesach, if I leave Tainus Esther, then I'm never going to do a ma'aseh b'dika. That's fine. I'm not chayev to do a ma'aseh b'dika. Once Purim comes, now I'm chayev to do a ma'aseh b'dika. If I'm not going to do a ma'aseh b'dika someplace else, I have to do a ma'aseh b'dika in the house of the goy. Oh, the ma'aseh b'dika doesn't accomplish anything. The goy is going to come from chametz anyway. Doesn't make a difference. There is a chiyuv gavra. So he adds this tremendous chiddush. You know, let me say this a little better. Not necessarily. I know this is different. Not just better, but different. Right? You could say, Potter. And then it's not enough for me. Either way, you're a potter. Come on, you're giving the house to a guy. That's not called the ma'aseh b'dika. This is what I assume most Rishonim would say. Oh, they didn't argue on the Rav Yah. They probably never had a happening in the Rav Yah would say this. Theoretically, you could say chayav either way, but no one said that. Either way, says the Rav Yah. Nope. Says the Rav Yah. Depends. If you're going to a new house, what's the smar of the Rav Yah? That not only is the chiyuv b'dika chal 30 days beforehand, but the chiyuv b'dika is not only chal in terms of the totsah slash chefza, it's chal in terms of a ma'aseh b'dika of the gavra. What's the smar? What's the chiddush and smar of the Rav Yah? Is that the chiyuv is not only on the chefza slash totsah, meaning that you should get to the result of not having chametz in your house, but on the gavra as a chiyuv ma'isa. It's a chiyuv to do a ma'isa b'dika. Whether that ma'isa b'dika will accomplish something or not, again, I don't just mean
once you have to get rid of your chametz, there's certain mice, they told you how to do it. That's obvious. Everyone agrees. Once you have to get rid of your chametz, they told you certain mice of how to do it. Use a candle, use a lamp, etc. No, the chiv to a mice of bedika, even if it accomplishes nothing, just to a mice of bedika. This is a tremendous chiddush. Why would there be a chiv just to do a mice of bedika? Within 30 days, you have to do a mice of bedika, whether it accomplishes anything or not. Why would there be a chiddush just to do a mice of bedika? So, why would there be a chiddush just to do a mice of bedika? what you have to say is, and maybe there's only Drabanan, although according to Yushalmi, maybe it's an extension of the idea of the Chiyuv of Shmira, right? Shmartim Sayyom Azeh, that part of the Chiyuv of Pesach is the experience of cleaning out the Chametz. Even if it makes no difference, because it's not your Chametz anyway, it's not your house anyway, right? Clearly it's not your Chametz. When I move out of the guy's house, I'm not for the Chametz, and he's Zocha in the Chametz. Clearly the guy has every right to eat the Chametz when he moves into his house, or the new tenant has every right to eat the chametz when he moves into the house. Not my house, not my chametz. The chiyuv to have an experience of bedika. That is a big chiyuv to have an experience of bedika. Again, intuitively, it matches our experience of Pesach. Yes, bedika's chametz is not just a practical thing. It's part of the experience of Pesach to have bedika's chametz. And it's a big chiyuv that we find in Halacha. I said at the beginning there, maybe we can find a smach for this Yerushalmi, which says, why do you have to do bedikas chametz at night? Shmartz of Yom Hazeh, you have to have shmira the whole night and day. Which sounds like not because otherwise you would not have enough time to clean it. Sounds like, no, you need a kiyum shmira. So maybe that kiyum shmira, midravonin at least, is within 30 days you need a kiyum of shmira. And even if it's not going to accomplish anything, you still need that kiyum of getting into the mood of Pesach by searching and destroying chametz, by showing your opposition to chametz, showing that you really don't want any chametz, and that's a tremendous kiddush of the Rav Yah. Agav, before I take a question from Tzvi, maybe I won't go into it now. There's Rama, who is a big machlokes, I don't know what he means, but we'll leave it for now, Tzvi.
Maybe on that, is the Rav Yah might say, if I'm going from my house to another house, like the vacation house, then I wouldn't have to check the original house because it's just the Chiyuv Gavra. Mr. Brewer seems to like go backwards to say that that's not.
No, that's why I was careful with my lashon. I didn't say the Rav Yah says it's just the Chiyuv Gavra to have an experience of checking. I say it's not only. Didn't I write that? Not only. He would admit that if I have two houses, don't imagine nowadays when we invented the Chiyuv Gavra and we sell our house to a guy, etc. But let's say I have two houses, you know, before they invented the Chiyuv Gavra. That's why I said not only. I think the Rav Yah would admit that there's also a chiyuv on the chefta that I have to make sure my house. That's why he says leave a house with a guy. Clearly, if I leave my own house and go to my second house, I clearly have to search them both. No, I think it's because even if the chiddush of chiyuv gavra, it's not instead of a chiyuv chefta; it's in addition to. I think that's. I'm confident to that for the Rav Yah. Okay, if there's no other questions about the nature of the chiyuv, yes?
I wanted to ask a question on the Chok Yaakov. When you plant the 10 pieces of bread, it's supposed to encourage you to continue looking once you find them. I don't understand that. It sounds to me, it's something that you plant, you pick them up, you know where you put them. What encouragement is there?
It's a great question, meaning he says, gonna just side question, right? How does the Chok Yaakov say, remember, three reasons. The Arizal said, I'll be sowed. The Nigla is, it won't be Brach Latala, because you have to do beer chametz. So it has to be chametz. And the Chok Yaakov says to encourage you to search more. How does it encourage you to search more? Adrabah. Most people nowadays, it works the opposite. They find the 10 pieces, then they stop. So what was the Chok Yaakov thinking? So, okay, maybe he was a good psychologist. Maybe he wasn't a good psychologist. But I think if I had to answer the Chok Yaakov, I'd say, if you don't find anything, then you search, you don't find anything, you're going to just say, there's nothing here, and stop being careful. If you find a few things, even though you put them there, you'll be in the mode of finding things. Like, you know, you'll be in the zone of actually finding things. And then you'll say, maybe I can find another thing, maybe I can find another thing. I think Yesh Bazeh Mashu, you know, you want, you want someone to, you get a taste of finding things. You get a taste of finding things, then you want to find more things. I think that's the Chok Yaakov.
taste finding things, you want to find more things. Even though the first things you put there and the more things you didn't, still when you get a taste of something, you get into it. Yeah, but correct. But his lashon is, Tzurzel is just a quote. Ula yimtza od. Ula yimtza od sounds like, even if you, besides those, you're looking for things. And I think once you get a taste of finding things, you get into it. I think that's definitely true. Okay, let's go on to the Gemara Reposai. Says the Gemara. Hani shloshim yom bayi b'tayi, we said, k'tani sholom v'dorshim yom v'pesach yom v'pesach shloshim yom. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omar sh'dei shavosos. My time in Tanakama. How did Tanakama know 30 days? Sharing Moshe omar pesach rishon omar azra pesach sheni. Right? There's 30 days pesach rishon pesach sheni. On pesach rishon in Bamidbar Peretesa, I think it was. He tells them the rules of Pesach Sheni. Shenemar v'yasu b'nei Yisrael asah Pesach muado. Siva hiyan Hashem asher yitmeim lefshadam. Right? The people were telling me they came to him on Pesach Rishon. And he told them they could do the Pesach on Pesach Sheni. So that shows he taught them on Pesach 30 days in advance. Rav Shimon of Leo Omer. Lach Aydi da'ayv milud Pesach. Mas lukom milud Pesach. He says, no, that doesn't work 30 days in advance. That's just the Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni are one chag. So as long as you're talking about Pesach Rishon, you're talking about Pesach Sheni. But that doesn't mean you have to talk about a chag 30 days in advance. That just means if it's one long chag, you get it all done at once. My time under Shingon Liel, so how does he know you need any amount of days? Sorry, Moshe, Rosh Chodesh, Amazal, Pesach. Moshe, Rosh Chodesh, so he's telling them 2 weeks in advance to do Pesach. Shenemar, Chodesh, Delachem, Rosh Chodeshim, which means it was Rosh Chodesh. Chzeb, Dabar, El Kaladas, Yisrael, Leymar, Be'esr, El Chodesh, Debi, Kulam, Ish, Debi, Savos. You should prepare, do this on the 10th, but ultimately the preparation is for the 14th. Etc. My great Yaakov, right? How do you know he told him this on Rosh Chodesh? Maybe he told him on the 4th or 5th of the month. How do you know he told him this on Rosh Chodesh? Okay, Tosa says, maybe we do know that Hashem told him Rosh Chodesh, but still, how do you know that Hashem told him all of this parsha of Rosh Chodesh? Even though Hashem told him the parsha of Rosh Chodesh, how do you know he told B'nai Yisrael on Rosh Chodesh? So, we don't know. Elam Rab, Mershimi, Mishmei, Doravina, Nupshad, also from Bamidbar, Mehacha, Vaidabar, Shem, Moshe, Bar, Sinai, Shinash, Shinis, Bechodesh, Rishon. Hashem talked to him on ER. Second year on Nisan. Hashem told Moshe to tell the Jews to do Korban Pesach. Hachanai my Rish Yaakov by here also. How do you know it was Rosh Chodesh? Just as it was in Nisan, Chodesh Arishon. Delo Rabbi Yochum, maybe it's the 4th or 5th. Rav Nachman is Asher Midbar Midbar Tera Shava. Ksiv Hachem Midbar Sinai. Ksiv Hassam my Dabar Shem Moshe Midbar Sinai. Behold, Moed. Be'echad LaChodesh Hasheni. Alahal Rosh Chodesh. Afkan B'Rosh Chodesh. Okay. Zera Shava, the census. It says, was B'midbar Sinai on Rosh Chodesh, Echad L'Chodesh, so the Tzivoy Pesach must also have been on Rosh Chodesh. So we see 2 weeks in advance. Okay, great. Wonderful. Now, so what do we see from here in the Halacha? We see that Sholem Adorshim 30 days before the Chag. Agav, I did not put this on the Makor sheet. I wasn't sure exactly how to put it on the Makor sheet. It's very strange that the Rambam never quotes this Halacha. He never quotes the Halacha 30 days before the Chag, Sholem Adorshim. No one knows why. There's a lot of theories out there. None of them are convincing. They all say, based on one of the answers, the Beis Yosef say, for something, you can explain it. I don't think it's a good explanation. Like, you still should have said that. I thought for a long time. I can't figure out why the Rambam left this out. There's got to be a good answer. I don't know the answer. If you know the answer, please feel free to share it. But I, Mamish, have no idea why the Rambam left it out. So I'm not going to talk about that. I'll talk about something else. Yes? Yeah, I don't think that's going to help. Not to mention the fact that, you know, that it's not so, meaning, I know Posig actually paskins that it doesn't apply to Zmanazet. Maybe it's only Drabana. Okay. So what's the obvious question? The obvious question that everyone has fun with is, not just has fun with, the main reason is they're trying to figure out the Amos of Torah, is the stira from the Gemara that applies, comes up two places in Megillah. What do we learn in Megillah? Vaidaber Moshe Esmoad Hashem El B'nei Yisrael. What does the Gemara say in Megillah? The Gemara says that we see from here, from this pasuk, that Tiken Lam Moshe Tiken Yisrael, Shiyu, Sheyu Sholem Adorshim. I don't remember the exact question. I printed out words before us, but I forgot them somewhere, obviously. Be'elchaz Pesach. Be'elchaz Atzeres Ba'atzeres. Be'elchaz Chag. Be'chag. Right? What do we see? That on every Yontif,
you have to teach those halachos. I will just find the Gemara and I'll read it to you. The very end of Sefer Megillah, even though it also comes up earlier in the Megillah. What do we see? Mitzvah son shiur koronos onkel sorry, Moshe tigam l'shol shiur sholdom v'dorshim, the exact same Moshe sholdom v'dorshim, right? Ben yonos shochag, l'chos pesach v'pesach, l'chad seres bat seres, l'chos chag b'chag. Here we have a problem. Here it says 30 days before, and here it says only on Pesach. So that is a famous stira. Question is, how do you answer the stira? And what do you make of that?
So, there are a gazillion answers to this stira, as you well know. First of all, who says it's not a stira in the first place? Maybe the best, I don't know if it's the best answer, but the cleanest answer is not a stira in the first place. Who says it's not a stira in the first place?
No. I mean, I admit, maybe my lashon is unclear. Who says there's no difference between these two gemaras in the first place? The Bach. What does the Bach say? That when it says Hilchos Pesach, but Pesach and Megillah, it doesn't mean literally on Pesach. It means around the time of Pesach. And when it says Chag B'Chag, it means around the time of Chag. When it says Hilchos Atzeres B'Atzeres, around the time of Atzeres. And what's around the time of Pesach? Since there's so many halachos, 30 days. That's what I mean. For the Bach is not a stira in the first place. They're not two different things. They're both saying the exact same thing. So here we have Shloshim Yom. And here we have Hilchos Pesach. The Pesach says the Bach. He didn't come first chronologically. I'm going to put him first. He says there's no stira. This means Shloshim Yom. This also means Shloshim Yom. Then Pesach means the season of Pesach. It was never a stira. Okay, but most of the Rishonim thought it was a stira, which had to be answered, because it doesn't say, it says bit Pesach. Not only that, what's the context of the Gemara and Megillah, the end of Megillah? Context is, it comes right after. Now the Bach Tzei comes right after. Context doesn't prove anything. What does it come right after Megillah? Vaydaber Moshe Shmodei Hashem and Eshal Mitzvah Son Shiyu Korono Son Kolechem Echem Esmano, the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. Right, what's the end of the Sefer Megillah? You know what's the last thing of Sefer Megillah? What's to lean on every yontif? Ah, how do you know you have to lean on every yontif? Maybe in every yontif you should lean Parsha Shavua. Maybe you should just go weiter. How do you know you should stop the order of the Parsha Shavua and lean something about the yontif? Ah, my Dabra Moshe, it's a din that you have to lean that day. Okay, it sounds like you're talking about that day. That's a possible shot. Not to mention that Kilchot Pesach, Bit Pesach sounds like that day. So no one agrees with the Bach. So what do the Rishonim answer? Okay, what does the Ran and others famously say?
The Ran, who agrees with the Ran? The Meiri here says the same thing. And the Rash from the Ritva, that are on the Makorosh, right? Not what they quote from Tosos. They themselves agree with this. I'm sure there are more Rishonim that I just didn't find. Right, the Rashba in Megillah and the Ritva Rosh Hashanah, what do they say? Exactly. That this is Achiyav Shoalim V'Dorshan. This just means Shoal Ke'inyan. Meaning, it's not that you're Chayav to do Shoalim V'Dorshan within 30 days. You're only Chayav to do Shoalim V'Dorshan on Yontif. The only chiyuv is on yontif. Within 30 days, which means if someone asks, then they're considered shol ke'inyan. What's an offering of shol ke'inyan? Then you answer them first, right? If you have a shabbat WhatsApp, and different people ask different questions, you don't know what order to answer them. If it's within 30 days of yontif, you have to answer the yontif question first. Okay, or in the old days, if you just have a public shiur or something. A shol in yeshiva, right? Remember the Gemara in the 8th parak of Bav Metzia? Right? Normally, in yeshiva, the Rebbe could tell the Talmidim, they have to learn whatever he wants to talk about. But within 30 days of the Chag, if a Talmud asks about Yontif, he can force the Rebbe to talk about that halacha of Yontif. Okay, this becomes a bit of a... What about the Gersa? It doesn't say Sholem V'Dorshim. Just says right here, Sholem V'Dorshim. What about the Dorshim? So you could say that it means Sholem V'Dorshim. They're two different... This is, you have to be Sholem V'Dorish. Here it means Sholem V'Dorshim. If the guy's Shoel, then you have to Dorish. Or it could be you don't have the Girsa, because some Gemaras just say Sholem. So it could be that you don't need the Girsa of Dorshim here. Maybe it's a mistaken Girsa here. So either take out the word Dorshim, or say it only means Dorshim if the guy's Sholem. Okay, who disagrees with this Chiddush? This is a big Kula. Says, Mamash, you don't have to learn Halachas 30 days in advance, right? It's a big Nafkamina. 30 days before Pesach, do we have to start taking out some Sefer Halacha? You know, everyone on their own
Madriga, right? The briskers would take out the Rava Hotzimatza, you know, the regular Shushi Yidden would take out a Mishnah Brura, right? The Hungarians would take out the Shulchan Aruch, the modern day people, we would take out a, what's it called? Yeah. Whatever it may be, or I'm sure there's something art scroll for America. Okay, or not. According to these Rishonim, no, there's no chiyuv whatsoever. You really don't have to worry about it at all. Why don't you take out the Blumenkrantz in America? That's it. The Blumenkrantz. They still have that?
Yeah,
okay, you take out the Blumenkrantz. According to these Rishonim, no chiyuv at all. Just wait till Pesach comes, you don't have to worry about it. Just if someone asks, the Rebbe has to worry about it. Okay, but this is against many Rishonim. Rashi in a few places says, right, that the Chacham would have to give a drasha to everyone about Hilchos Pesach. That clearly means even if they don't ask. And the Gaonim say, the Sheltos and the Bahag, I mean, the Bahag, a large percentage of the Bahag is quotes in the Sheltos. That was one of his main makoros. But the Sheltos says, Tlossi Yom Kom Pesach, Darshina Mila Pesach, right? No, the rabbi is the Darshin, didn't say anything about Sheltos, he leaves out Sheltos. I don't mean he disagreed with Sheltos, but he starts Darshina, Kitani Sheltos with Darshin. But the Iker is Darshina, not Sheltos. At Mestama, you're also allowed to ask questions, but the Iker, you have to give a drasha. And likewise, the Bahag says, "Be makmi pischa b'tlos yomi boy leishrola migmar mila de pischa b'gmori in shebesa." You have to learn and teach your family, etc. Okay, this is clearly against. It's not so pashut Rashi and the Sheltos and the Bahag and others. I'm sure you can put more on both sides. Okay, so that's a possibility. It's a big chiddush, a big kula. It's not clear that we paskin like this. Pashas, we don't paskin like this, even though a lot of Rishonim say it. Okay, what are other answers? Someone want to give me another answer? There's so many of them. How about Tosfos? What does Tosfos say? Or the Rishalmi? Exactly. We don't have this in Tosfos on the Daf. But it's Tosfos quoted by the Rashi and Reva, right? We trust them, meaning there are many different versions of Tosfos out there, not only on the Daf. Maybe it's some other version of the toast with someone who, you know, I didn't look up and didn't make it into the footnotes of the Rashba Ritva. They say very question. You have to learn it. You have to darshan twice. Mehechi tesi, that you have to darshan twice. So we know we have a concept Rashi mentioned a few times in Chumash. Mizarzin, Lodim, Kodim, Isa, Mishas, Maisa. No, talk, you have to tell people twice, right? Everyone knows. Everyone who raised kids knows. Right? You have to tell them at least twice, right? But if you expect your kids to listen, you have to tell them in advance. You should know these are my expectations of you, et cetera, so that it's not at the last minute, they're not surprised. And then when the time comes, of course they're going to forget or claim they forgot. You have to tell them again, right? And that's the idea of Mizar's in law, Vichuli, right? So, Shloshim Yom, you have to darshan once, right? What's their Lashon? They do quote this principle that's found many places. Says, Tosfos. Says Tosfos, Mizar's Ladam Koda Maisa Uvishas Maisa, right? You have to darshan once, and then you have to darshan a second time. Why? You have to repeat the same things twice? Because that's human nature. You have to repeat the same things twice if you want to expect anyone to listen. Okay, very reasonable. Two different chiyuvim. What does Yerushalmi say? The Rishonim, it's funny. I don't wonder why none of the Rishonim quoted the... I always wonder, why does no one quote the Rishonim here? He says the Mari Aponim on the Rishonim. He says, the Mari Aponim. The Mari Aponim was 200 years ago, right? He says, I have a chaf now. All the questions all the Rishonim Acharonim asked, I found the answer in the Rishonim. It's interesting. None of the Rishonim Acharonim thought that. What does the Rishonim answer in two words? Exactly. Says Yerushalmi, Sholem Echos Pesach, Echos Aseres, Echag, Echag, Beis Havad, Sholem Kodem Shloshim Yom. Says explicitly, not in the Beis Havad on Pesach, in the Beis Havad 30 days. It's very explicit. How does that match Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu is the Beis Havad. I don't know if he was exact the same way as the Beis Havad of the Tanoim, but like, there's no greater Beis Havad than Moshe. What's Beis Havad? Beis Havad is the central Beis. There's no greater Beis Havad than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu 30 days. But a pressed on private citizen only on the Chag. And as the Mari Aponim points out, he says, right? You don't need all the pilpul of the Achronim. So the Mari Aponim, Al Pi Yerushalmi, Al Pi
the Yerushalmi. What does he say? He says, I mean, it's Yerushalmi. He says, no, Shloshim Yom, this is B'Veis Havad. In B'Veis Havad, it's 30 days, like Moshe Rabbeinu. But in a private house, maybe in a private shul, right? It's not clear where does the shul go? Is only on Pesach. But why do I say Maripanam Pibi Yerushalmi? The Maripanam is not the first person to own a copy of Yerushalmi, right? And you're right. Historians are not clear if Rashi had a full copy of Yerushalmi or not. But clearly, all the Beis Yosef and the Bach and the Rashba and the Ritva and the Ran, they all owned a copy of the, or had access to a copy of Yerushalmi. Obviously, they all assumed the Bavli didn't agree with Yerushalmi. That's why they gave a different answer, right? They weren't too thick to find the answer in the Yerushalmi right here, the same place as Bavli. I mean, that's a sixth grader could do that, right? They just assume that this idea of Beis Havad can't be what the Bavli means. The Bavli could have meant only Beis Havad, that it wouldn't have said Stam Sholem Adorshim. If it only meant the Beis Havad, it wouldn't have said Sholem Adorshim. Okay, so they didn't fit. So Meir Panim thinks you can answer like Yerushalmi. All the other Rishonim Achronim assume no. The Bavli must disagree with Yerushalmi. Okay, what does the Beis Yosef say?
Rebbe?
Yes.
The Shabbos HaGadol Drasha is a kiyum of which shita?
The Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, good question, is a kiyum of L'chora. It's not Lefi the Ran and the Meiri, right? Because the Ran and the Meiri say only if someone asks. And here no one asks yet. It's a kiyum of Shloshim Yom, right? The question is just why we wait for Shabbos HaGadol and not the full 30. That's an interesting question. Why does the rabbi wait to darshan Shabbos HaGadol Meir Madavshach? If he held like the Ran and the Meir and the Rashi and the Ritva, then he should darshan. He doesn't have darshan at all. If he holds like the other Rishonim, he should have to start on Shabbos Parah, right? Not on Shabbos HaGadol, right? It should be Shabbos Parah should be part of the drasha. Shabbos HaChodesh should be the next part of the drasha. The empty Shabbos in the beginning of Nisan should be the third part, and Shabbos HaGadol should be the fourth part. So I'm not sure why. Maybe you can always say just Stam HaMinhag, but it's an interesting question. Why do we get the Minhag of Shabbos HaGadol from Mimadashah? Either Yontif or 30 days. So I'm not sure why we got the minute, where the minute of Shabbos HaGadol comes from. It's a good question. Maybe the answer is before someplace. I just don't know. So I'll leave that with Sarnia. What is the Beis Yosef answer? First he brings the Ran. Then what does he say on his own? Anyone? What does the Beis Yosef say?
The 30 days are for B'dikas Chometz, are for Yasmatzos, and on the holiday it's more drasha, drush.
That's different topics, right? Different topics. 30 days beforehand is, let's call it Hilchas Chometz Umatzah. Obviously, in the old days, they point out the Gemara affiliate associates with the carbon as well. In the old days, Hilchas Carbon Pesach, right? But nowadays, Hilchas Chometz Umatzah. 30 days is Hilchas Chometz Umatzah. And for Sukkot, maybe you don't need 30 days, but you need a few days at least. And what's on Yom Tov? Here is the drush, the Tamiya Mitzvos. Oh, Tamiya Mitzvos. Tamiya Mitzvos, I don't mean fancy philosophy here. Tamiya Mitzvos, like, why do we eat matzah on Pesach? I mean, that's not philosophy Tamiya Mitzvos. That's like, you know, Hashem Elementary School Judaism Tamiya Mitzvos. And I assume that drush, right? Right, let's call it drush, right? Tamiya Mitzvos, that's what he says. And what else does he say? What do you only eat it on that day? Hilchos Yom Tov. Hilchos Yom Tov and Tamiya Mitzvos you only need for that day. However, Hilchos Chometz Umatzah you need to know in advance. That's the answer that the Beis Yosef adds. Then he says something about an Od Yishlomar, which I don't know if anyone's ma'ayin in. It's a little hard to, what does he say? First he quotes the Yishlomar and he quotes the Ran. The Chayim Perish Ran. Then he says, but Od Yishlomar is what I just said. Dini Pesach, you have to tell him 30 days, because Pchinas Achitim, Vafiyas Amatzah, Vagolas Kelem, or Biur Chameitz, because it's going to be too late on Pesach, obviously. And what do you do on Pesach? That's Lidrosh B'tamim Shavuram and Safina B'moe. The Tamiya Mitzvos. The Gamkin Lidrosh also Mosul Asas B'yomtav and Helchas Yomtav. Okay, do me a dot, Sarah's like on Shavuos. Walking your darshan at Shavuos, only Helchas Yomtav. And, you know, Matan Torah. Okay, then he says,
The old Yishlomar, the Rakam Davodazara, Minan, the reason is that it takes 30 days to get a good carbon without a mum. Takes 30 days to get a carbon. And even though nowadays you don't have a carbon, the Takana stayed in place. Okay.
It's not clear to me. I don't know if you're in this space, Yosef. Is this a new answer? Old Yishlomar sounds like a new answer. But like, what's the new answer? The new answer is, it takes 30 days for Hilchos Karban, and then what's the din on Yontif? And on Yontif, you darshan tami amitzvos and Hilchos Yontif, then it's not a new answer. It's just like, you know, adding a knach to the old answer. So it's really hard for me to tell exactly, like, according to this third answer, when are you chayv to teach Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah? Like, where does that fit in? So it could be that maybe this is what he means. This would be very radical. That here is the Beis Yosef. Here is the second answer. Here is the Beis Yosef. Third, it brings us first the same as the Ran, right? Plus Beis Yosef, first answer. He also maybe. I'm not sure what he means. I'm not sure. Maybe what he means is here is Hilchos Karban, and here is Shar Hilchos Pesach. Really, it's only because of the Karban you have to start 30 days in advance. Although it's funny, as he says, no, but the Takana still applies nowadays. So what does the Takana apply nowadays? Not to Darshan about the Karban, Darshan Hilchos Pesach, so this can't be. So obviously he means because of the Karban, you have to teach Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah in advance also. In which case, is it really a different answer? Did anyone really have this?
No, I just like, yeah, I mean, it would only,
okay, meaning it's just going to be a variation on that answer.
Yeah,
you explain why it's not. Great. So, okay, you're right. Meaning, there's really only two answers to this question of Beis Yosef. There are just three opinions of Beis Yosef, right? Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, either 5.1, because Helchoseihem Merubin, therefore you need 30 days of Helchos Chametz U'Matzah to Helchoseihem Merubin, or 5.2, right? Why do you need 30 days? Not even why do you need more than Yontif? You need more than Yontif, even on Sukkot, you need to darshan 3 days in advance, right? But why do you need 30 days? Because of Helchoseihem Merubin, or it's, from the days of Karban, because of Karban. And even nowadays we keep it. So really is one answer. His one answer is that there's different topics. Hilchos Yontif and Tami HaMitzvos are on Pesach. Hilchos Sukkah and Lulav and Chametz and Matzah is beforehand. How much beforehand? Sukkah and Lulav, a few days enough. Chametz and Matzah? Either. Why do you need 30 for Chametz and Matzah? That's really a little muxam. So either no, Taka, Chametz Matzah needs 30 days because there's so much, or no, the Karban Pesach needs 30. Chametz Matzah, a week would have been enough. The Karban Pesach needs 30 days. I'm not sure we're talking about Karban Pesach. It didn't change. I agree.
One other point.
That's really attractive, right? To say, what was the Rambam's answer to the Stira? The Rambam's answer was, right, meaning classic, again, this is an oversimplification of Jewish history, right? But what's the oversimplification of Jewish history? In the days of the Riff and the Rambam, and the Stira, two Gemaras, they just passed me like one of them. And Tosfos came and said, you have to be Yashu every Stira and show how they really agree with each other and they're talking about slightly different things, etc. So could you say, Pshat, the Rambam is, he thought it was a machlokas. Our Gemara said 30 days/2 weeks. The Gemara Megillah said only on Yontif. So you pass like the Gemara Megillah against the Gemara Pesachim. That is a very attractive answer for the Rambam. I'm a little nervous about it because, like, if it was really Machlokas, you know, sometimes Machlokas, so you say, oh, someone said something here, someone said something there, Mela, you know. But here it's going to be a little hard for two reasons. Number one, because it really sounds like everyone agrees in both Sukkahs. But even more so, you'll say not the end of the world. So. The whole Shayara, and one second, and the whole Mefarish becoming Yotz Shayara is based on 30 days, and the Rambam paskins that. So now you're feeling it. The Rambam rejects the 30 days because of the Gemara Megillah, even though it doesn't sound like it's Machlokas. I mean, talk, we have 2 days here. not a third day of 0 days. And you have to do two dechaks. One, the Rambam rejects this Gemara, even though it sounds like no one argues. B, the Rambam accepts Shayara and Mefarik Ligam, which is based on Shlosh Yom, even though he rejects Shlosh Yom, but accepts it for some other reason, which is going to be very dumb.
Rebbe, the Rambam seems to have a different parish. The Rambam seems to have a different parish to the word Shoalim V'Dorshim. If you look at the Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel Milchot Tfilah Halacha Chet, I'd like you if you could.
Yud Gimel Chet Milchot Tfilah. Boy, yes. Okay.
No, that's only because I heard the Rav's drush in the original, so it's not the
Okay, what does he say here? He says, Moshe Tigelin shall shew Kurn Michal Moid and Yom Shul and Dorsh and Yonashal Yom Michal Moid and Moid.
No, but okay. It's not in the beginning. Mavsikim le Moadot, that he learned from the Mumer and Megillah. And he said, Moshe Tigelin shall shew Kurn Moid Moid, Mishoalim Vidorshim, Boto Moid, Umayim Korim. He understands that Shoalim Vidorshim is part of Ma Korim. It's not a.
That's okay, look, I wasn't there when the Rav talked about this. That's a chiddush. I read the Rambam is most of the attacking your kori torish bechasav of every moed on the moed, and he's also attacking your shoulder medorshin torish balpeh of every moed.
Well, in the first kata of the Rav, and even in the kata that we had, the Rav learned that the Ramban also said Moshe Rabutenu dorshu v'adabri Moshe Moadi Hashem shayam Moshe. I mean, he quotes the Torah as Kohanim, the other Ramban on the Chumash, which has a different lashon than Shoalim V'Dorshim.
Okay, but even if you're right, that's not going to answer our question.
No, but so, the Rambam didn't hold that. The Rambam held that Kriyas HaTorah is learned from the Gemara and Megillah, and the Shoalim V'Dorshim that we learn in Psachim is just an Asmachta.
But even if it's an Asmachta, you should still bring it.
It's not a Samad Rush. I mean, you don't have to say it's an Asmachta. It's not a Halakha.
Riff brings it. The Riff brings
it.
But the Rambam didn't bring it. I mean, the calls out.
Okay, Yaakov? Then they would both have to argue on the Gemara Megillah, right?
No, I'm just saying I'm trying to, I guess, sort of.
I see what you're saying. Yes, I think so. I think when Rava said it, he was only based on the fact that in his days it was ready to couple like the Chum against Rishim and Gamliel. Okay, I want to say something like the Beis Yosef, but slightly different. Right? Maybe just a briskerized version of the Beis Yosef. I'm inspired by the Beis Yosef, but I just want to take it. What is Beis Yosef? Beis Yosef is saying it in very practical language and very practical inclusion. He said, what does Beis Yosef say? He says there's different topics. Based on what? Different topics based on practicality. How long it takes you to know them? What I want to say is no, not just different. Yes, different topics. Maybe like Beis Yosef, maybe not exactly, but no, it's Svedina, right? Different goals. Not just different topics. Different goals. What do I mean by different goals? Well, one goal is very clear. One goal is, why do you need to know the hilchos of every chag and the chag? What's the simplest answer? So you know what to do. One goal is practical to know what to do. Is there a second goal? And I'm not getting that based on leaders here of the Talmud Torah in general. We're talking about specific yantif. One goal is you have to know what to do for yantif. That's pashut. Is there a second goal? So the Rav told us in the Yartzai Shiurim, clearly yes. And he's a dyke in the Rambam. What did the Rambam say in Hilchos Yontif? I mean, he had a few formulations, but he started with the Rambam Hilchos Yontif. Says the Rambam Hilchos Yontif, remember, you have to be a dyke in the Lashon of the Rambam. Says the Rambam Hilchos Yontif, he's talking about, where am I in Hilchos Yontif? Vav Yotes, right? What mitzvahs asay is he talking about in Hilchos Yontif, the end of Perek Vav? Kishem shemitzvah lecha beit Shabbos ulanga. Okay, etc. You have covered an oneg on Yontif, but more so. He's talking about the mitzvah. It's more than covered oneg. It's also, but he's throwing out the mitzvah
simcha more kind of carbon shlomim, etc. Yes, because also simcha the shmach who one of negos of left karaylo. You have to have simcha. What simcha karaylo? Ketzad. Okay, aktanim you do this, and the noshim you do this, and the anoshim you do this, etc. Your test. Af mishachilu shdiyav monos chal mitzvah sasei lo yeochem shosu kol yom kulo lekachi atas. Right. What? Of course, what drasha is he basing himself on here? Beginning the second paragraph of Beitza. Chetzil Hashem, chetzil lachem. Right? Baboker, mashkim and kolam, lebate knesios, lebate midrasha, so mispalim, korum, betor, be inyan ayo. Chodron, tein, ba oklin, ba oklin, bate midrasha, is korum, shon, machatze ayo. Achar, so see, mispalim, feel, submit, chavah, chodron, bate, and lecho, belisho, shar, yo. Ad ha, laiba. What does he say? He says, kachi adas. Even though you're supposed to eat and drink, this is the law. Now again, what is meant by the law? You could have read the Rambam saying, even though you're supposed to eat and drink and have simchas yontif, you should know the law is that you have to balance simchas yontif with other mitzvahs that have nothing to do with yontif, such as tefillah and Talmud Torah. Okay, you could have read the Rambam that way, but that's not pashut pshat in the Rambam. Pashut pshat in the Rambam is, even though it's a mitzvah to eat and drink, don't think the only way that the kiyum of yontif is exhausted by eating and drinking. No, you know what the das of yontif is? You know what the das hayom is? The das of yontif is, first you have to go to shul, and you have to daven, and you also have to learn inyan hayom, then you have to eat, then you have to go learn more, then you have to go eat more, etc. Meaning, chetzil shem, chetzil chem. Clearly, chetzil shem, chetzil chem is not, I mean, is not Rav's chiddush. Chetzil shem, chetzil chem doesn't mean half celebrate yontif, and half just do your regular vachdik chiyum of Talmud Torah. No, it means the chiyum of yontif is chetzil shem, chetzil chem. And what does the Rambam add here? Interestingly, the Koran, the Torah, the Inyan Hayom. He adds the Inyan Hayom. Says the Rav, no, the Zakiyam of Yontif is to learn the Inyan Hayom. Says Rav, how are you Makayim Chetzil Hashem Chetzil Lachem? Not just, I eat and drink half the day and I learn half the day. No, I eat and drink Sudas Yontif half the day and I learn Torah Yontif half the day. Okay, I don't think that means you're not allowed to learn anything but Torah Yontif, but certainly has to include Torah Yontif. Says, based on the Rav, I think it's a very poshut. Two different goals. Here is preparing to know what to do. The chiyuv of shloshim yom is in order to know what to do. Shloshim yom kodem achag is a din of being prepared and knowing what to do. However, there's another din. Even though you already know what to do by yontif, and maybe it won't even help to learn Hilchos Chag V'Chag anymore practically. You know what? If I teach you Agolas Kiglim on Pesach, it's not going to help. If I teach you Tzomim Tzomatz on Pesach, it's probably not going to help. Like, it's too late for me. If I teach you Hilchos Sukkah on Sukkah, it's not really going to help so much. And if it's Lulav Esrog on Sukkah, it'll help a little, but it's really a waste of time. It's very inefficient to teach you Hilchos Sukkah and Lulav on Sukkahs. Like, great, oh, now I'll know that I did it wrong and I have to fix it. No, that's really silly. You know, I already bought a pasul lulav. Now, oh, I should know I have to borrow my friends. No, that's not, that doesn't make sense. That's not what Hashem would want us to do. That's silly. If Hashem wants us to know what lulav and what sukkah is, kosher and pasul, he should make sure we know that before sukkah. And he did. Rather, this is, no, a kiyum of chetzio l'Hashem, meaning kiyum hayom. Right? Right? A kiyum of Kedushas Hayom. Here, the Rav has, here it's a little funny. Every time the Rav gave Shir, he said something different. Once he said it's Midin Simchas Hayom in the Yartz Shir. And then in the Yartz Shir, he added, or it could be Midin Mikar Kodesh and Shabbosim. And then in another Shir, different year, you know, in Daily Shir once, he said, maybe it's Midin of Omeg. You know, but whatever it is, I don't really care if it's Simcha or Shabbosim or Mikra Kodesh, this famous Ramban who says Mikra Kodesh means you get together in shul and daven and learn, or Oneg, right? Different shiurim of the Rav. The point is that the way, for the Rav, I mean, you all know this about the Rav, right? Basically, for the Rav, the way to properly do fill in anything in the blank is the Torah, right? For the Rav, the way to be Mekayim, the Kedush, the way to express Kedush Tayom is through Talmud Torah of the Yom, not through Talmud Torah Stein. That's the way to express Kedush Yisrael. So you need Hilchos Chag V'Chag, but they're two totally different kiyumim of Hilchos Chag V'Chag. One is practical preparation, and that's 30 days, of course. The other is not practical at all. It's experiential. It's fundamental. That's the way you express your experience of you. That's the way you channel and express your experience of Chag by learning the Torah of the Chag. Eino Doma, practically, Eino Doma, someone who gets the Pesach and
prepared properly a pialocha to someone who gets the Pesach and was an Amma, or it's messed everything up. And practically, but existentially, Enu Dolma, someone who's sitting on Pesach with matzah and maror and food and drink and no knowledge of what everything is all about on a deep level, with that deep level is drush or halachos, to someone who on Pesach is living and processing everything through the lens of Torah Hayom, and that just makes the day so much more meaningful. Maybe that's the only true simcha. How could simcha be eating and drinking without simchas Torah Hayom? How could it be oneg? How could it be mikra kodesh if you don't know what you're calling it? You know, or if you know what you're calling it, but you're not bothering to call it, right? How could it be a shabbosom, even though you might think shabbosom is very passive? The Rav says, no, it has to be a kiyum. Well, you have to be an active kiyum of shabbosom. What's the active kiyum of shabbosom? To learn Torah Hayom. To me, again, it maybe is more of the same question I asked the Mari Panim. Why didn't everyone say this the whole time? So I don't, I'm going to leave with Sarkian, but at least based on my training, I think it's just posh if you want to say this. Okay, Malcolm and Nicholas Brisker's list, God, Abraham. I'm sure this is not my finish. I'm sure it's in every Sefer published since Rechaim. But there's Tzvei Dinim, there is a Kiyum of the Yom, and there is a being prepared practically for the Yom, and that's the answer to the Stira, and how that expresses itself practically, obviously in different topics. That might express itself also in different topics. There is preparation of the day, you can only learn the halacha l'maaseh that's going to apply to your time and place. And according to the Torah of the day, that would also include the Kamei Mitzvahs in the Drush, and that would also include the halachas that aren't knowing Bizman Hazeh, or that aren't knowing in your time and place, or the explanations and lamdas behind things that don't necessarily have a practical nafkamina for you. You buy the matzahs with the OU, but learning why these matzahs have the OU and these matzahs don't would be part of the Kiyum Hayom, even though practically it's not going to make a difference. Okay, Laniz Daiti, that's what I want to answer, based on the Rav's Yisod. The Rav didn't say this, at least in the writings that I have seen published. The Rav didn't take it and use it to answer this question, but, you know, he probably did some other day. When they didn't publish it, and I think that's the best answer to the Stira. Okay, we didn't get to to Mokta Mokhaber Torah, so we'll have to pick up on that Amir Hashem next time and go on in the Gemara. I just want to remind everyone, this Thursday, we're not having Shir. The next Shir will be, a week from today, will be Monday. Okay, if anyone has questions, see you.
Yeah, going back to the first thing you talked about today, according to the opinion, that it's more like avoiding an ones,